West Lube Shopping Center.
And Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director Robin Cole with us today. And again, 537-1350. We were talking about suicide, which unfortunately we see all too close to home. And there's some training, I guess, and a workshop coming up.
There is. There's a really exciting opportunity for members of our community coming up in September. This training opportunity is sponsored by the Kansas Suicide Prevention Resource Center and Headquarters Counseling Center. The Greater Manhattan Community Foundation and Pawnee Mental Health are also involved in sponsoring this event. It's called Assist Training, and it will be held September 11th through 12th at First Lutheran Church at 930 Points Avenue here in Manhattan. It is a two-day workshop focusing on suicide intervention skills. Individuals who participate in this training will be able to learn and practice this assist intervention model, which has been proven to be life-saving for many people. It's widely used by professionals and the general public, and there will be 15 hours of CEUs available for this evidence-based program. So individuals who may have licenses that they need to get updated or who have continuing education requirements to meet will have an opportunity to earn 15 hours of CEUs. It's open to the public. It is $30 per participant to participate in this training. Lunch will be included. And so for people who are interested in more information about the assist training, they could email Monica at kansassuicideprevention.org. They can also register at HTTP. Well, actually, don't. I don't want to talk about colons and forward slashes. Let me just say that if they contact Monica at kansassuicideprevention.org, she can assist them in registering. They can also call Pawnee Mental Health Services and let us know that they're interested in more information on how to register for the assist workshop, which again is being held at the First Lutheran Church in Manhattan on September 11th and 12th.
We do have a phone call. Welcome to In Focus, and go ahead, please, with Robin Cole today.
I just wanted to thank Robin and Pawnee for being consistently available for all of us. Thank you.
Well, that's a nice call.
Yes, thank you so much. I really appreciate that. It does give me an opportunity just to talk about how we've been serving Manhattan for over 60 years now. And, you know, I think that it illustrates that this issue of mental illness and substance use disorders is an issue that has been around for a long time. And it's probably an issue that we will deal with at some level for the rest of all of our lives. It just it's part of what goes along with the human experience, and we just need as a community to come together and make sure that we're here doing the best that we can to provide the services to the members of our community who need those services.
And that was a great phone call, very short and to the point, but it, you know, thanking you, of course, for being here for us. And speaking of being here for us, a lot of community fairs, I think, coming up, too, that you're going to be involved with. And
that's
so
right.
So people see out and about a little bit.
In the same way that September is Recovery Month, it also seems to be Community Health Fair Month or Miscellaneous Fair Month. And so there are some upcoming events that I'd like to highlight. I'd like to start, though, by finishing up the month of August. There's a couple of things that are going on even before the end of the month. On August 28th, which is this next coming Monday, the Riley County Commission will be proclaiming September as Recovery Month in Riley County. So we're excited and grateful for that. On the 29th of August, we'll be at the Junction City Business Expo. So listeners in that area who want to come by and pick up some information about mental health services and substance use disorder services can come by and see us in Junction City at the Business Expo. And then on the 31st and the 1st of September, we will also be at Purple Power Play. And that's always a fun event for us to be at and participate in. We like to be a part of the health of the community and be a part of some of those fun activities. We'll also be at the Patriots Day Career Fair in Junction City on September 7th. And then we'll be at the Chamber of Commerce Business Expo here in Manhattan on September 13th. We also do have a mental health first aid training coming up in Junction City on September 15th. Just a reminder that mental health first aid is a program that's similar to Red Cross first aid in that it's designed for the layperson. So it's designed for individuals who are not mental health professionals, but it's a program that gives them information about mental illness, how to identify it, what to do if interacting with somebody who has a mental illness, where to refer them to. And so it's an excellent program. It originated in Australia and then came to the U.S. It's also a CEU opportunity, so individuals who have licensing requirements can participate in mental health first aid and receive continuing education for that, and also be certified as a mental health first aid trainer. And then on September 23rd, we'll be at Fort Riley Apple Days, also out there with a message of recovery from mental illness and substance use disorders as being a possibility for people.
Very good. As we get close to wrap, we have about 4 or 5 minutes left, but I know we've been, anything else you want to add? We thought we might chat a bit about Osawatomie. We're hearing a lot of things in Associated Press Wire, and just maybe the very latest on what's going on there.
Sure. Osawatomie State Hospital, as you recall, has gone probably for the last, it's been a year and a half or almost 2 years now, or approaching 2 years this next winter, where it's had some significant issues that were related to complaints regarding the patient care and crowding conditions in the hospital. And so Osawatomie State Hospital lost its CMS certification, which meant that the state of Kansas lost about $1 million in federal money per month to help subsidize or support the costs of the state psychiatric hospital. They had gone through several audits or revisits by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and had continued to struggle with meeting some of the expectations of that audit. But in the most recent inspection, which occurred August 14th through 15th, the state hospital passed the inspection by the Federal Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services and had no cited deficiencies. And so I think the good news is that they have been able to successfully respond to all of the problems that were identified by the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. They have not yet been recertified. That will happen after the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services return to Kansas, do a follow-up inspection just to make sure that the improvements that they observed on the 14th and 15th of August were maintained over time. And then once the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services recertify the hospital, then the state of Kansas will begin to receive that funding from the federal government. And so we're happy about that. The moratorium on admissions is still in place. And so what that means is in many cases there are still lengthy wait times for individuals who have been determined to be in need of involuntary psychiatric treatment. Those individuals are still having to wait in the community for days, oftentimes, before they can be admitted to the state psychiatric hospital. We did learn last week that this week the state is planning to add back 4 beds to the hospital, and so there will be opportunities for 4 additional people to have access to treatment if they need it. And then the plan is to add an additional 8 beds over the next week or so after this week. So we should see a total increase of about 12 beds in the next couple of weeks. That will bring much needed relief to the system. It's not a final solution. There's still work that needs to be done, but but it does seem to be moving in the right direction.
And we're just about out of time. I know that there's even talk of building a whole new facility, but maybe we'll save that topic for another day.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm. I'd be glad to visit about that.
Okay, thanks so much. Okay. Robin Cole with us, Pawnee Mental Health Executive Director, and you've been listening to In Focus on News Radio KMAN.
All right, Kathy, thank you much. Good job this morning. Moving up on 10 a.m., programming reminder, we will have Kansas City Royals on the radio this afternoon beginning at 12:30. It's an afternoon game against the Rockies, possibly a sweep today. Tomorrow, joining us for the program, Riley County Police Department Director Brad Schoen and U.S. Senator Pat Roberts in a pre-recorded interview.